Good morning. It's a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartaw. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start this morning with a couple of polls. With this one first, this is from the Institute of Politics at Harvard, Alan. Rattled by the slaughter in Paris, 60% of young Americans support sending U.S. ground troops to combat ISIS, a 12% age point increase after the November 13 attacks that killed 130, and that's 18 to 29-year-olds.
Those are the people, of course, David, who are most likely to get called up. Now, we don't have a draft now, and I think that it has a lot to do with these kinds of results. If, in fact, everybody was having to go and you were randomly selected, I think that the chances of that number being lowered would be substantial. But if it's somebody else who's going to do the fighting, then it would seem to me that you get this kind of reaction. I may be wrong, but I think I'm right. And I think that what happens is that the one advantage of a draft is that when everybody thinks it could be their own behind that's on the line here, that you get a lower number.
From that one to a New York Times CBS poll, which finds that Americans deeply fearful of another terrorist attack have lifted Donald Trump to a new high among likely Republican primary voters. But here's another part of the poll. While he is benefiting from those Republicans, 64%, Alan, of voters say they would be concerned or scared about what he would do if he became president.
Well, that's the number that has the Republican Party very fearful. And there was this meeting that we read about in the Times today of the top Republican leaders trying to think of a way to keep Trump out. Now, of course, Trump has what we call in Bridge a Trump, and that is the ability to run an outside campaign. Look, I don't want to give him advice, but if I were him, what I would be doing right now was making sure I was on the ballot in all 50 states no matter what, so that if the Republican leaders succeed in keeping him out, they know that he will draw off plenty of people enough to elect Democrats who look like they're going to win anyway based on this fearfulness that, of course, Mrs. Clinton, if she's the candidate, would have to exploit. And it looks to me as if the Republicans are between a rock and a hard place with Trump.
How about, you mentioned Hillary Clinton, the article which says Democrats aren't laughing at Trump. Hillary Clinton, her campaign, confounded by Trump's continued strength in the polls, have had to rethink about how to handle him.
Well, look, this is a populist revolt. They are going to people and they are saying, you know, this country's in bad shape. It isn't. It's in the best shape ever, economically and any other way. But if, in fact, that turns out to be the case, that so many people are worried about Trump, then it is Hillary's job to go to those people who are most exploitable and who say, I like Trump because he says what he thinks. Well, what does he think? I don't know what he thinks, but I like him because he says what he thinks. I like Trump because he isn't PC. We got too much PC in this country, not when you're one of those people who they're telling jokes about. Now, remember that Hillary, responding to the Bernie Sanders onslaught, moved substantially to the left in order to catch those people who were disaffected in the Democratic Party, and it seems to be working. Now, what happens is if she gets the nomination, she's probably got to move to the right and catch those people who are so disaffected, who somehow feel that they've been left out in the society and are angry, and she'll have to find some of them. So, you know, you win the primary, and then you got to move to a different place in order to win the general election.
To the issue of one person, one vote, basing legislative districts on total population remains the most practical way to ensure fairness, including protections of racial equality, editorializing by the New York Times. Of course, the Supreme Court.
Look, David, we know that from the very beginning, the Republicans have figured demographically, we have more people who vote than the Democrats do out of our number. Because there's no denying it, the more money you have, the more likely you are to vote. So this is just another attempt by the Republicans to say, you don't get to vote unless you are a registered voter. Well, the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution makes it clear that you have to do it based on how many people are in each district, not how many voters are in each district. So the Supreme Court would have to do some torturous reasoning to figure this thing out. And remember, it's a Republican Supreme Court. And we have seen in Citizens United and every other way that they'll do whatever they can to see that their party wins. It's that simple.